Thank you, Mr. President. We have a few proclamations to get through today, and we've been advised that the Soil and Water Stewardship Week and the Eastern Sussex Coastal Day Relay for Life would ask to have their proclamations presented at a future date. But I know we have a representative here for the Community Action Month, so I'll go ahead and read that proclamation. Whereas Community Action emerged from the heart of President Lyndon B. Johnson's 1964 proclamation of America's War on Poverty, where battles must be won in the field, in every private home, in every public office, from the courthouse to the White House, and Community Action has put a human face on poverty for 52 years by advocating for limited income citizens without a voice so that they may enter the middle class and reach for the American dream, replacing their despair with opportunity. And Community Action builds and promotes economic stability as an essential aspect of enabling and enhancing stronger communities, which in turn promotes self-sufficiency, ensuring that all Americans are able to live in dignity. And Community Action will continue to implement innovative and cost-effective programs to improve the lives and living conditions of the impoverished, continue to provide support and opportunities for all citizens in need of assistance, and continue to be a major voice of reason in establishing welfare system reforms. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May 2016 as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of the hard work and dedication of all Community Action agencies and First State Community Action Agency in the state of Delaware. Signed, Michael H. Vinson, President. And I believe we have a staff member of First State Community Action Agency here to join us. Please come forward.
Mike, you met your match. She's as tall as you.
I know she is. I know she is. But she's a lot better looking, so that's okay. How are you? Good. Good seeing you. Good. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
I hope Sam Sue doesn't look so tall.
Sam, I'm just glad you're not down there.
What? It has to stay on our knees, right?
He's got a new camera.
Yes, he does. It's a big one.
He got a new camera.
That's
exactly right.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all you agency do. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Say anything?
Yes, I would love to.
Help yourself.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Kenesha Trott, and I am an employee, a proud employee of First State Community Action Agency. Not only an employee, but a product of Community Action Agency, and I stand behind what we do because I know the power of Community Action and what it can do for the lives of those who live in poverty. So on behalf of the Board of Directors and Bernice Edwards, our Executive Director, and all the employees of First State, I want to say thank you to the Sussex County Council for all your invaluable support of our agency and the work that we do in the communities impacted by poverty. Thank you so much. And by way of thanks, the young students of our Now We're Cooking culinary arts training program have baked you some fresh cookies.
Wow.
They're not, if any of you are on a diet, you may not want this, but trust me, it's worth cheating for today. So this is to all of you. Thank you again for your support.
Thank you.
Hand those right up there right now.
Who will be the lucky one?
Chip gets in their gold.
Oatmeal and chocolate chip, and they're great.
Thank
you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He had a kind of cookie he doesn't like.
Thank you very much. The next item of business is the Lewis Scenic Byway endorsement. I note that Mrs. Deaver is under the weather today and not able to join us, so we chose to defer action last week. I assume we'll defer action this week. I did want to remind Council that we had representatives from the Lewis Scenic Byway attend last week and make a presentation asking the Council to endorse the corridor management plan. That corridor management plan has been endorsed by the Department of Transportation, and now they are seeking the county's endorsement as well. We provided a copy of the corridor management plan in this week's packet for your review. It is voluminous. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask myself or staff. Janelle Cornwell has been involved in this effort. If you have any questions about what the CMP does or doesn't do, feel free to ask us. And I suggest we place this on a future agenda when we know we'll have a full council.
Well, certainly in Mrs. Deaver's district, it would be good, I think, for her to be here, be able to make the motion, and hopefully she'll be back with us next week, hopefully. So we'll do that. That'll be fine.
Thank you. Lastly, the County Administrator's Report for May 10, 2016, one item. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet May 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, located at 21911 Rudder Lane in Georgetown. Joe Thomas, Director of the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, will be presenting Learn How the New Smart 911 Emergency Response System Can Save Your Life. The Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 a.m. at Arenas at the airport to continue planning for their annual conference scheduled for October 19th. A copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item on the agenda under me is the announcement of our Certificate for Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. For the 14th consecutive year, I'm pleased to announce that Sussex County Government has been awarded the Certificate for Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting by the Government Finance Officers Association for its comprehensive annual financial report, otherwise known as the CAFR. This award is the highest form of recognition in government accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. The CAFR has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, including demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure to clearly communicate its financial story. The award reflects the collaborative efforts of county employees. On a day-to-day basis, our staff ensures that the county finances remain strong. Kathy Roth, Andrea Wall, and Tracy Bennett, and the rest of the accounting division deserve special thanks for this extra efforts in achieving this award.
Well, certainly congratulations to you and your staff. 14 years is quite a compliment. You haven't been all 14 years, I understand
no.
that, but it goes back quite a ways, and we are very blessed to have the quality of staff that we have, your leadership and for law's leadership, and please, from us, thank them very much for all they do.
I
appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is the third quarter report. The report up on the monitors. So in your packet is the same Excel spreadsheet you've been getting. I decided to consolidate it a little bit and so that you can see it better on the screen. So here is a snapshot of our revenues as of March 31st. You will see our revenues are up by 10.54% over what we expect for the third quarter. You would expect to see, since we budget a lot of our building revenues at 80%, they have reached a 75% benchmark where you're seeing at 75% we would have collected the $12 million and we've collected the $17 in reality. So we are, the economy out there for the building revenue is doing well in Sussex County. Here's the snapshot of the building related revenues. You'll see that we are running about $2 million over this time last year. That's about an 8% increase over last year. And you can see that the trend since 2012 has slightly increased. Moving on to our expenses, we are right in line with our budget. We have 0.2% over the budget at this point. I do not see anything that shows that we will be over budget at the end of the year. The slight increases, engineering, with some retirements and payouts, things, that's why that's over budget. And our grant and aid program, that's the timing of the grants. We give a lot of our grants out at the beginning of the year once the budget is passed. Moving on to capital. This is, we put a lot in here on projects that we hope to get done throughout the year. You will see that with us moving money from realty transfer tax into this, that helps us support those capital expenditures. And we will be running under budget again as well in this fund. Is there any questions for the clerk?
Councilor Jennings? Another great job. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Yeah.
Patty Dittola?